to Total Wealth Academy's GetTotalWealth.com radio show, where wealth includes much more than just money. It includes family, fitness, romance, travel, charity, and all the other parts of a balanced life. Listen and learn how 70% of the millionaires in America made their money and were able to lead more balanced lives using real estate. Now, your host, real estate investor and consultant, Steve Davis.
Good afternoon and welcome to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, where, as always, we're here together working on improving our financial IQ. We're looking to build a more balanced life and focusing on building a second stream of income with real estate. The second stream of income is what facilitates the other parts of a balanced life, whether it's fitness, relationships, charity, whatever it is you want out of life. Having that second stream of income allows you to achieve it more easily than just relying on a job or a corporation or something, or even self-employment. I want to give you a sales pitch for a book I'm reading right now before we start. I'm reading Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Now, I read the book a while back, but I'm actually listening to the audio now. And the audio is phenomenal by comparison to the book. The book is great, don't get me wrong, but the audio is life-changing. And the reason is that it's set up where a narrator reads a chapter, then interviews David Goggins on the chapter. So you're getting a lot more information than the book provides and hearing David, his actual opinions, his actual candid responses to the questions that the narrator asks him is phenomenal. If you're not familiar with the guy, he's a Navy SEAL. He was physically abused the first 8 years of his life by his father. His mom eventually left. She was physically abused by him as well, by the father as well. And he just went through hell. There is no reason for this guy to succeed. Everything that could possibly go wrong in his life did, up until about age 18, 19, when he made the decision to change and take full responsibility, because he realized nobody was coming to save him. Nobody. It was his responsibility. It is brutal, and you will cry several times when you read it. You'll cry even more when you listen to it. But I'm telling you, you need to pick up the book, Can't Hurt Me by David Goggins. Today, I want to bring on a couple of guests, and we're going to talk about primarily flipping houses. Flipping, first off, I have to make the disclaimer, flipping is a job. It's not like passive investing. It's not like even single family rental, which you can do almost semi-passive. It's a job, and it requires work. And the reason I feel it's necessary is there's a couple of companies out there who are kind of claiming you can be working 60, 70 hours a week and still flip houses. That's going to be extremely difficult. I'm not saying it can't be done, but this is a job and it's taxed as earned income as well. So not only am I saying it's a job? The government says it's a job. It's taxed as earned income like a job, but it is extremely lucrative. And for some of you, it's going to be extremely fun. So I want to bring on my guests, Mark Hobbs and Lindley Linke, and they're going to share with you some of the things they've done over the last few months. But I'll start with Lindley. Lindley, first off, welcome to the show, Mark and Lindley.
Welcome. How you doing?
Thank you.
Good, good. Thank you for being here. Lindley, tell us a little bit about the whole, I guess we call it a portfolio, but since you're flipping a lot of them, I forget, do you have rentals as well?
Yes.
So you're doing a combination. Mm-hmm. But let's talk first about the rentals. How many do you have? What type of cash flow and things like that? You want to go, Lindley?
Sure. So, I mean, the whole real estate world has been new to me really this in the past 2-3 years. And, you know, I keep hearing rentals are, you know, build the wealth for you, you know, yeah. But I enjoyed the flipping part, I think, more because it's more of a rush.
Yeah, you have a creative side, too. Yeah. You like the design.
Yeah, I do like that. And I think I like to see the money back fast.
Yeah.
As opposed to the slow and steady, you know, wins the race when it comes to rentals. So I only have two rental properties currently. And I know Mark says, you know, rentals will probably get me to retirement sooner, yeah, even than the faster flips. But I think I like seeing the money come in bulk as opposed to depreciation, appreciation, and all the things that come with a rental. It's a little bit different.
Let me make a joke about that, because when I was wholesaling and flipping, I agree with you. It's addictive. It's like wham, 30,000, wham, 40,000, yeah, wham, 100,000, wham, 30,000. I got addicted to that monthly income,
yeah,
until one of my mentors who had like 123 houses, he goes, Steve, I make that and I do nothing. I'm like, wow. Okay, that's the difference. But I think it's fun. The other thing I think, Lindley, is that it's okay. Flip a house, buy a rental. Flip two more houses, buy a rental. Flip three more houses, buy two rentals. Just so long as you're building that second stream of income at the same time and keep flipping. You may never want to stop flipping. Mark, tell me about your portfolio.
It's the same. We got the two rentals, and like the last 6 months, we've gone into storage facilities as well. We purchased one in Port Arthur and one in Seedy. The one in Port Arthur was pretty much abandoned. It had like three tenants in it. That was it.
Wow.
We've done some work there, and it's starting to fill up now. The one in Seedy, we bought that, and it was pretty much full. I think we were short about three tenants.
Out of?
I think there's about 50 tenants on that one. They're not okay. Big facilities. That one, we net about $3,000 a month off the one in Seedy. We're getting to break even on Port Arthur now. But for me, the rentals are always, that's where the power for me is.
Yeah. You know? And the one in Seedy, the one that's, right, is the one that's just break cash, even.
No, now. The one in Port Arthur's break
one
even.
Port yeah. Arthur. What is it going to cash flow once you got it fully occupied?
That one, about $4,500 a month.
Wow.
That's without adding any units in both facilities. We've got room to add there.
Both of them have extra land.
Yeah, yeah. It's not huge. We can put about another 30 units on Seedy and about the same on Port Arthur.
Very nice. There's a lot of growth in that industry. Mm-hmm. We've seen, I think, counting yours, I think it was 1,800 units the members have bought.
Yeah.
Because yours is over 100 units combining the
combined,
two?
Combined, yeah. Yeah.
So that's going to be close to 2,000 units total. Yeah. Oh, we got to go to break already. Okay, this is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. When we come back from the break, we'll get a little bit more into flipping and how profitable that can be for you and your family. Thanks for listening. Tired of losing money in every down market? Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guests, Lindley and Mark. And I've got to ask a relationship question. Different last names, but aren't you guys married?
Not yet. COVID sort of put a stop to that.
A couple of times. Yeah,
you were going to get married. And
we tried. We planned a couple of times.
Yeah. Is a reschedule in the works?
We tried to reschedule. Yeah, it's just fell through.
It's going to happen when it happens now.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I'll be glad when this, oh my God, so will everybody. I'm like preaching to the choir, but mm-hmm. Boy, when this is over and we don't have to wear masks, I'm going to be so dang happy.
Well, and we want a big celebration. You know, that's what it's about for us, is to celebrate with others.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Okay. I want to go back for a moment because I did the math over the break and found out they're out of pocket on those two deals. One thing that you all as listeners should be aware, those two deals, those self-storage that Mark and Lindley bought are producing over a 50% cash on cash rate of return before even adding the additional units. When you add those additional units, you're going to have a close to 100% rate of return, I would gamble.
I'm hoping.
More than that, we'll pull it out in a few years.
Yeah, plus when you refinance, you'll have nothing in it. Yeah. So what I want each of you to think about is this. What rate of return are you making on your family's money? And I bet it's not 50% rate of return. You know, it's 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. And people are satisfied with that when they can go out, get a little education, and go make 50%. That's amazing. So let's move into flipping now. What's your most recent flip? Well, how many houses total have you all flipped?
I've done probably close to about 20, I think. Around
20?
About that. Yeah.
And then how many recently, within the last, say, 12 months?
Six.
That's pretty aggressive. That's one every other month.
COVID slowed it down a bit. I mean, three of those are in the last 5 weeks.
Wow. Well, let's not pick the best and let's not pick the worst. Let's go right in the middle and let's talk about what you would say was the average deal and what a family listening could expect to see in returns.
The last two are probably in the middle.
About 50,000 we'll make on those.
Yeah, it's about 50,000 a piece on each one.
Nice. That's net. And then what's the ARV, after repaired value?
The after repair value on Shadow Valley is 465.
Somewhere in there, depending on what we get for it.
Bent Oak is probably around about 400.
So you're staying in the 400 to 500 range, or are you going outside of that at all?
No, we have a lake house in Galveston that we bought, and it should go around close to 600.
Around 600. Mm-hmm. And that's a flip as well?
Yeah.
Yes.
Interesting.
Yeah.
So is that lake or canal?
It's lake.
Okay, where's that?
Campeche Cove.
Oh, yeah. That's my property's literally a little bit west of there in Lafitte's Cove.
Uh-huh. Mm-hmm.
So I can throw a rock to Campeche. Yeah. And how did you locate those deals?
The one in Galveston was a wholesale deal.
Okay.
And the other one... The other two. That was
a realtor.
A realtor, but one of them was like before it hit the market, and the other one was it just got listed.
So HAR.com?
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, no, so I have a friend who's a real estate agent, and she's been doing this with us since we started. So we've kind of trained her to know what we're looking for. And so one was a divorce that she got in with a friend of hers and said, hey, go look at that. And that was the one we... bought a few weeks ago, and then the other one, I think it had gone on the market just a few hours, and she's like, oh my God, I saw this. She has parameters she sets for us, and as soon as anything comes through, she's like, let's go. And so as long as it's in our area, we'd love to be close by sometimes because we got to go look at it all the time.
Yeah,
that's a curse and a blessing. Like the one in Galveston, we just have to turn it over, but because we go down there like once a week, but not like every day.
Yeah. And I've noticed, if you've got a contractor that you trust and you go every day, all it does is piss them off.
Mm-hmm.
And you're annoying, and it's not the right thing to do. I think two times a week max, once a week is the way I do it. But like you said, if it's an hour and a half away, I'm going to hand the keys to them and say, call me when it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
And do a punch out list then. I want to build on something that you said, though, about working with realtors, because a lot of people will email me. And they'll go, you say you love realtors and you work with realtors and realtors find you. Realtors are lazy. They're this, they're that, and the other. And they're absolutely right. Realtors are lazy. But it's not because they're realtors, because they're human beings. All of us are that way in one way, shape, or form. So when you look at the Pareto rule, which is 80% of the results come from the top 20%, that applies to realtors too. You've got to really work hard to cultivate a group of agents that are in the top 20%. And even then, as you said, you got to train them, because a lot of realtors say, well, I want to be a real estate investor, so they go get a license. Then about 2 weeks into the training, they go, there's nothing in here about being an investor. It's just about selling other people's real estate. Mm-hmm. So they get beat up there. Then these guys come into town and sell books and CDs on real estate investing. They get inundated with quacks who don't know what they're doing. Then you call and you do know what you're doing. They don't believe you because they think you're some quack with a set of books. And it's all I'm saying is be patient with realtors. I love realtors, but I also hate them. I hate them, but I love them. You've got to find the right ones. Then be patient with them and understand that realtors know very little about investment real estate. Train them over time. The way that I do it is I send them deals that I've done. Say I pick up a new agent and I do a deal. I immediately send details of that deal to that new agent. They look at it and they go, wow, I didn't even know this existed. This is a great deal. So it educates them. How did you educate your, now is it sister?
No, just a friend, a friend. A neighborhood friend. And she's helped me personally buy and sell homes for personal use.
Okay.
And then when we got into this, I said, this is kind of what we're looking for. And I know from experience that she'll go above and beyond. Like she literally came, stood 8 hours out in the sun at a garage sale to get rid of some stuff when I was doing kind of an estate sale. So,
wow.
So I know she's gonna help out, and she's a friend too, you know, so that helpful. We have a real good rapport. And then as we were, you know, going along trying to figure out what we were looking for, you know, she might find stuff and she said, nope, that's not it, Lynn. And then a little bit later, she was like, well, what kind of parameters does it need to be in? And then we kind of teach her, you know, about what percentages we want to get out of it, what we can spend, what square footage approximately, you know, per dollar per square foot we're going to be willing to look at and go from there. And that's how she sets her parameters for us now.
Yeah, I had one realtor, this was 20 years ago. I had a group of 24, 25 realtors I was working with. And one of them, a guy named Kelly Moot, when I got into multifamily, the first, I would say, 3 to 4 deals that he brought me were totally wrong. But I spent the time to explain to him why they didn't fit. This guy was so smart that he figured out exactly what I was looking for from by noticing what I didn't want. And he brought me he helped me buy a 10 unit, a 22 unit, a 23 unit, a 40 unit, and there were more. I just can't remember the numbers on them. So once you do get a good agent, they can change your life. They really can.
Yeah, it's definitely been priceless just to know that she's out there looking for us all the time and has, you know, has our back. So
yeah, it's another piece of the puzzle now. With her, we don't have to worry. If she phones us with a deal, it doesn't matter. We've been there at 10 o'clock at night looking at properties in our pajamas with her.
You know,
she's literally phoned up. We've been in bed. She said, I've got another one. Just come across. And we've been around there in our pajamas looking.
I love it. You know? I love it. She is aggressive. Yeah. So she's got the eye of the tiger.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
She's aggressive.
Kind of explained to her. I think the thing with her that made it sink in what we were looking for, it was we got to go by hard money parameters.
Right.
You know, if you've got that, if there's 30% left in it for us, it's worth looking at. Because a lot of the time you got to do hard money because you run out of money using your own. So.
Yeah. That and the hard money leverages you. So I always use hard money. I better be just very clear. I always use hard money. Even if I have the cash available, I'm going to pop a hard money loan in there because what if another deal comes up 2 days later and I just plopped all my cash in one? I can do 3 or 4 deals at a time, which you guys have to have 2 or 3 deals rolling at the same time to close 6 a year or more than that, which you indicated was really your goal. Mm-hmm. Well, let's go back to... When did you do your first real estate deal? How long ago was it?
Together?
Let's go with you.
Me? Probably 18 years ago.
18 years ago. What was your motivation? What inspired you to start doing stuff on your own? Were you always an entrepreneur?
Yeah, I've always had 1 or 30 businesses at a time.
30.
That's, yeah, you know.
No lie.
Yeah, it's always been that. When I moved to the U.S., I was running a management company for single-family residential. That's pretty much all we did. And you would just see these people doing very little and getting paid.
Okay.
because we would have to send them the checks every month, and it was didn't take long to sort of figure out, you know, I'm doing the wrong thing here.
Yeah,
you know, I need to be where they are, and so we sold the business, got rid of that one, and then I just started buying rentals.
What's the most rentals you ever had?
At one time, about 14.
Excellent.
Yeah.
And was that all here in Houston or somewhere?
No,
else?
That was in Florida.
In Florida?
Yeah, Central.
What was Florida. The median price for your rental homes in Florida? They're more expensive than here in Texas, right?
Not when I was buying them. My parameters were anything under 70,000 that was a 3.2.
Okay.
If it come up. My wife was a broker then. Anything that come up, I was there as soon as it hit the market.
Nice.
You know, but if it was that price, it was I was making an offer on it.
Yeah, because Florida is pretty conservative. Good. I know that the lease is very fair there, very mm-hmm. similar to Texas's. Then, how long have you been in real estate investment?
I'm on the second year now.
Second year. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got to go to break. This is the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis. We'll talk more after the break. Thanks for listening. Of losing money in every down market. Did you know that real estate makes money in both the up and down markets? In fact, we make more money in the down market. Hi, this is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Yes, we're hoping for a down market, and you should know why. To find out, attend our free 2-hour free sample class. To reserve a seat, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free workshop button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guests, Lindley and Mark, who have a single-family rental portfolio, and they're flipping with the intent of adding more rentals over time. But I've talked to Mark about his motivation, and he's had an entrepreneurial spirit pretty much all his life. So, Lindley, 2 years ago, you started investing in real estate. What was your motivation?
Mark Hobbs.
Really? You saw how much money he was making and you were like, yeah, I could do that.
I think I'm definitely an entrepreneur at heart and have that spirit. And so when I knew that that was Mark's passion and he wanted to get back into it because he had to step out of it for a while because of family and illness in the family. And so when he wanted to get back into it, I said, well, I'll do it with you. And so that's kind of what started it. And I guess it's just continued because it's gotten more exciting. And for me, knowledge is power. And so the more I learn about it, the more I know about it, the more confidence I feel, and the more exciting it is.
Yeah. Once you get the first one's the scariest. I'm working with a guy right now. He's one of the hardest working members I've got. And he's scared to death. And even having me on his team to answer every question as he walks through his deals, he's still scared. That first deal is so difficult. That's why you need somebody on your team that can push you to go to the next step. Otherwise, fear can paralyze you. So 2 years ago, you started, motivated by Mark's success. Today, you've done how many? Total six?
Six flips, yes.
Six. Where's your confidence level now?
I'm pretty confident. Now I walk through and I'm writing a check as I'm walking out the door.
Nice.
And yeah, he's super excited about that one. Yeah. I think I see so much more potential now because for me, as an individual, you know, just changing out some granite or in my own home or a bathroom or something seemed like a big ordeal. And now that I know you can move walls and make everything change and make it however you want to, you know, the sky's the limit there, that you can do it and make it how you want to. You don't have to stick with what it looks like at the time you're looking at it, as long as you see the potential.
Okay. I'm going to ask what may sound like an odd question, but you came in and joined Total Wealth Academy. You were already flipping. You were already renting. You were already successful in your own right. What inspired you to join Total Wealth?
I think for me, it was getting back into it after taking a few years out, because my wife was ill.
Sorry to hear that.
Then it was, I like to put myself in an arena where there's people that are doing what I'm doing, and it's just like full of resources.
Yeah.
You know, it's okay. Like you're saying, you know, people are scared to do the first deal. Where people say, you know, how did you do your first deal? You know, what can I do to do my first deal? You have all these people in the room with all this knowledge. You're going to be apprehensive, but there's no need to be scared because everyone's there. They hold your hand all the way through it. And it amazes me how people still like are frozen and they can't move forward when they're with an organization like Total Wealth. It's just, I don't know.
And for me, it was more about learning. I'm a scholar at heart, and I love to learn. I love to gain knowledge, and I love to help others learn from what I know. Even now, with the limited knowledge that I have, I'm wanting to show other people what I'm doing. You know,
yeah.
And so, you know, I love being able to do that and make a difference, not just in our own lives, but in others.
Well, some of the people I have people come and even hire me as a consultant, which is expensive, and I call them like 3 months later and I go, what are you doing? They go, well, I'm on my third deal. I go, you haven't even called me. You know, you hired me as a consultant. They go, Steve, I needed you to kick my butt. I needed you to motivate me. That's all. And it's amazing how just making that financial commitment, making the emotional commitment together gets people to take action in ways. Because you guys very seldom called me. I can't even remember if you called me more than three or four times.
No, probably not. I mean, yeah. It's just, I think you realize that the knowledge is there with the people around you. And just knowing that stops you having to call.
That's interesting.
You know, you just...
How about being around like-minded people? Is that kind of a reason too?
You have to be. You have to be. You know, all these people, there's too many people out there at a term and I say, no, what you're doing, you know, there's so many people doing
the
you can't make any money. And, you know,
you
got to turn them off and, you know, put yourself near sort of around like-minded people. And, you know, people you look up to, people that have done it for a long time, people, successful people, you know, they're the people you want to be around. And that's... like an organization like your one, that's what it is. I mean, that's a big reason why I wanted to do it.
Well, I know that the naysayers, my father-in-law, when he found out that I was going to start investing in real estate, called to tell me that it would never work.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that phone call to this day because I was so disgusted that it made me. I said, I don't care what it takes. I'm going to make this work to prove him wrong. You know, yeah. So get your motivation from wherever
everyone's
you can.
Everyone's motivation is different. Yeah,
everybody's different.
Yeah.
All right, let's open the phone lines. If you've got a question for Mark or Lindley or myself, give us a call at 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. And remember, if you feel like you've got a dumb question, if you're a little shy, use a fake name, but give us a call. Because there are no dumb questions. Don't ever forget, I was a health club instructor when I started. If anybody asked dumb questions, it was me. You know, I only knew one thing, eat low calorie and work out. Mm-hmm. That was me. Give us a call, 281-558-5738. So let's say that I'm a friend of yours, and I come to you and I say what you've been telling me everybody asks, how do I do my first deal? What would your advice to them be?
There's a lot of it because I don't think there's one piece of advice.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Yeah, the one liner for me is, you know, just get on and do something, find a deal and buy it.
Yeah.
You know, it's don't keep holding out for more and more knowledge because you never buy nothing.
Yeah, and you'll never know everything.
Yeah.
I've been at this for 30 years, done hundreds, thousands of units, and I still learn stuff every doggone day.
We were talking about that.
Yeah. Someone used an acronym today. I just nodded my head. I had no idea what they were talking about. Like, really, the GPI. I'm like, what? The GPI. That's important. So that comes back to the joke of Zig Ziglar where he said, fake it till you make it.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
So, my advice has always been the same. Get educated. You don't have to get educated with me. There's multiple companies in town. But pick one and get educated, because that's what solved the fear for me. When I read Carlton Sheets, and you remember him?
That's where I started.
Is it?
Yep, Carlton Sheets.
Hilarious. I love that guy.
Yeah.
But he explained flipping deals in a way that I understood, where I had read a couple other books and they had explained it the same material, but for some reason Carlton Sheets' form fit my brain, and I was able to do it. I also got the wholesaling from him, and then of course I moved to rentals. So mine is education, because if you're sitting there with a bunch of fear, it's always based off of something false, because you're listening to two people who are flipping houses. So if you say flipping houses doesn't work, that's because you have a false belief. You got to get rid of that, and the only way to get rid of it is through education. So, Lindley, what about you? Do you have any advice for anybody that's thinking about doing this?
It's really just forget about trying it. Just do it, you know? Because you can try all day long, and you may or may not succeed. But if you just do it and you jump in and you stay committed and you learn as you go and just work through it, you know. And for me, a lot of it was overcoming some fears in it, and wrapping my head around the way real estate investors look at money.
Yes, it's totally different.
Oh, yeah, it was. That was a challenge for me. Still, sometimes is. But
yeah, when I first got into real estate, I thought it was you buy low to sell high. So you buy a house and then wait for it to go up in value, and then this guy goes, no. The thing should cash flow the entire time you're waiting for it to go up in value. And, oh, by the way, you don't pay full price for the house. You pay 30% below. So you're making equity capture, appreciation, equity buildup, and cash flow. And I was like a deer in headlights. It went over my head. I had to go home and try to remember what he said and look it up at that time at the library. And I couldn't find anything at the library. Now you can find stuff on the internet almost instantaneously. But yeah, it is. I jumped in. I got to tell you this story. When I bought my first 10-unit apartment, the guy who was supposed to teach me how to run the apartment backed out of the deal at the closing table. So I'm sitting there with hard earnest money. My mentor bails on me, and I'm supposed to buy a 10-unit. I'd never owned more than a single family house. I had a bunch of them, but running an apartment is totally different from running single family. And I had to, like I said, Nelson Barrett was the seller. I go, Nelson, my partner just left. You need to sell this to me anyway. And I gave him an hour-long speech about why he should sell it to me, and he did. He was owner financing. That's why I had to convince him. All right, we've got to go to break. When we come back, we'll be in the final segment of today's show. So if you've got a question for Mark, Lindley, or myself, you need to call now, 281-558-5738. 281-558-KSEV. You're listening to AM 700, The Voice of Texas. Thanks for listening. This is Steve Davis, host of the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Catastrophes happen in the U.S. and around the world on a regular basis, causing tremendous financial difficulty for those unprepared. However, some people are prepared. These are the people with a second stream of income. This month, we are offering a free 2-hour sample class on how to use real estate to build a second stream of income for you and your family. For reservations, visit GetTotalWealth.com and click on the free class button at the top of the page. That's GetTotalWealth.com. Thank you. Welcome back to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. I'm your host, Steve Davis, along with my special guests, Lindley and Mark, who are both rental owners and flippers. And they're here to answer your questions. If you've got a question about either of those subjects, it's 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. Let's go to the phone lines now and talk to Bill. Bill, thank you so much for calling in. How are you today?
Yes, sir. Enjoy your show. I've been listening thank to you. It for a couple of months now and really enjoy it.
Thanks.
I'm a little bit different than your guests today and what you do, and that I have a commercial real estate.
Okay.
But I started a company 40 years ago, and I don't own it anymore. My son runs it, but they have multiple locations. So every time we want to branch out and buy, get move, put a branch somewhere. I buy the property, build a building, and I lease it to the company. And I'm trying to figure out if I'm figuring the rental, the amount that I charge for rent correctly.
Okay.
And I wanted to ask, tell you how I do it and see what you think.
Well, I've got to tell you, Bill, I'm going to ask you to email me this question because
okay.
the commercial that I do is all apartments, self-storage, and things like that. When it comes to strip shopping centers or commercial buildings, I've got a mentor, but you need to email me this question. I'll get with him, and then I'll get back with you.
Okay. Another question, though. Can I ask you this?
Go ahead.
Was about how long should you finance real estate for as rental property? As long as possible so you get the most cash flow out of it?
Yeah, that's my answer.
It quicker?
It's all about the cash flow.
Okay. Well, that's what I thought. And thank you for taking the time to talk to me today.
Thank you, Bill. I appreciate the phone call. Okay, Bill, if you're still listening, my email is asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. And email me that commercial question. I'll get with my commercial mentor and find out if you're doing it right or not. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. If you've got a question for Mark or Lindley or myself, give me a call, 281-558-5738, 281-558-KSEV. So let's go fantasy now. What's your ultimate goal? 100 rent houses, or sell your rent houses, go buy a 200-unit apartment, or is it, and still flip, or whatever you do for fun, but what's the end game for the two of you?
The end game for me would be on the storage facility side.
Okay.
With the company we're using to manage it, they're so affordable, and it's getting more and more hands off with the stuff they're coming up with the storage facilities. So
more and more passive.
Yeah. It's easier.
Yeah.
You know, you're not dealing with 100 different things that can go wrong with a rental. I mean, basically you're renting a piece of concrete and a metal box, and it's just, there's very little to do for them, and there's a good return on them. The flips, I kind of use the flips to get to where we want to get to. It's like a necessity.
Sure.
You know, at some point I would just like to be completely passive with a storage facility.
Is there a number? Is it $20,000 a month in passive? Is it $30,000 a month in passive? What are you thinking?
I've never really thought. To me, it's always the lifestyle, and I don't have an expensive lifestyle. I don't need an expensive lifestyle. I mean, if I could do $20,000 a month, I would be golden.
And same here. You want more. She wants more.
Yeah.
I like that.
It's a month, not year. Just remember.
I know.
So what's the number?
It's about net worth for me.
Okay, so you build net worth with that monthly income. So let's shoot. What's the net worth goal?
Over 10 million.
Over 10 million.
Mm-hmm.
I like it.
I do have a big, I want to be passive a little bit more as well. I do find it to be sort of a game now that I enjoy. So I'm never one that's going to just
quit.
I'm always doing something. And so if it's not this, I'll be doing something else. But I want to be pampered. I want to go on elaborate vacations. I want all those things. I want to, you know, travel more and just not have to worry about stuff like that. I want to be able to take care of our kids, get everybody through college, or do whatever they want to do and help them.
Well, think about this, Lindley. At a 20% rate of return, and you're doing 50, so the 20 is conservative, on 10 million, that's 2 million a year. That is what? Divide that by, is that 100 grand? No, it's 170 grand a month.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I mean, 10 million is a heck of a goal. Totally achievable,
mm-hmm.
because a guy was at a meeting the other day. He's bought $1 billion worth of real estate. Well, you figure, okay, if he's got 80% leverage, which I'm sure he's got less than that, he's got $200 million net worth. 20% of that, is that $40 million a year? Mm-hmm. I think it's $40 million a year that he's making insane.
Well, actually, when we were just evaluating some of our net worth, and when I saw it almost tripled or so since I started.
Wow.
I mean, and we're well on that way. So I figure when it's $10 million, it's going to be $20 million, and then because it will just keep on going.
The bear went over the mountain. What did he see? Yeah. A bigger mountain.
Bigger mountain.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so he climbed that one. What did he see? A bigger mountain. Mm-hmm. The people sometimes say, well, people are greedy because they never stop growing. It has nothing to do with greed. It has to do with achievement, success, growing as an individual. And it reaches a point where I have a lot of 70-plus people join Total Wealth, and they're almost all legacy-based. They're going, I go, what do you want to do? They go, I want to buy 10 rent houses so I can give them to my son. I want to buy 20 rent houses to give it to my daughter. I want to buy 2 apartment complexes to give them to my grandkids. It's legacy-based. Mm-hmm. So there's a point where the money really doesn't mean anything to you. It's what you can do for other people.
Right.
Okay. Let's head to the phone lines now. Tanny is on the line. Thanks for calling. How can we help?
Hi. Listen, I'm from Magnolia, Texas. My husband and I moved from California to here 1 year ago, the 22nd of this month.
Welcome.
And thank you. And I was born and raised in California, but I couldn't wait to get away. It's too expensive. And we were able to... I don't hold that against them.
Yeah. The 50% taxes are also a little annoying.
Yes. Anyway, we've been married 60 years come Thanksgiving Day this week.
Congratulations.
Thanks, but we work hard. But my question to you is, at this age, 79, me, a house in our location that we bought a house.
You know, Tanny. Tanny, you keep breaking up on me. I can only hear about half of your question. If you would email me the question, and I'll get back with you. It's Ask Steve.
Well, I know. Can we buy a second home? Should we try to buy?
Tanny, I'm sorry. I don't know if you can hear me or not, but we can't hear you. So please email me the question at asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. Sorry about that, Tanny. Man, 79, did you hear the energy in her voice?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Man, somebody's blowing and going still at 79. That's amazing.
She wanted to know if she should buy a second house, and I think the answer is always yes.
Yeah, I absolutely agree. Yeah. It's like, you know what? There's no expiration date on your foot.
You could
live another 20 years, another 25 years, another 30 years. You never know. Enjoy your life. The only precaution I would take is structure it so that if something does happen, it automatically goes to whoever you wish it to. So make sure you've got a will, a well-written will. Make sure it's updated no less than once a year. And heck yeah, go buy your beach house or whatever second home you want and enjoy yourself. It is okay to be happy. And a lot of people don't believe that. No, it's okay to do things that make you happy. Just don't hurt other people. That's the only rule I can think of other than just be happy. It's okay. You're buying these and flipping these houses in Galveston. Have you thought about buying one there to keep?
We have one.
You have one there already.
Yeah.
Spoiled brats. I love it.
That's fine.
Okay. We've only got about a minute to go, so I'm just going to give out my email. We don't have time to take any other calls. You can email me. It's asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. If the question is for Lindley or Mark, just say so, and I'll forward it to them, get them to answer it back to me, and I'll send it to you. asksteve@gettotalwealth.com. So, Mark and Lindley, thank you so much for being on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Good encouraging words.
You're welcome.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Have a great rest of your day.
You've You've been listening to the GetTotalWealth.com radio show. Please remember that this show is for entertainment purposes only and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investing advice. Always get a professional opinion before making any investment decision. To find out about coaching and consulting at Total Wealth Academy, visit GetTotalWealth.com and attend one of our free sample classes on real estate investing. Thanks for listening. Have a great rest of your day.